Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding him in Menachas Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis tells us the Seder of the Parshas of Tefillin, and we have over here the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What is the exact order? They both agree that the first two Parshas is Kaddish Levi'oyah Kiviyacha, but the Shaila is, what is the third and the fourth? Rashi holds that the third in order is Shema, and Levi'oyah Shemaya is the fourth, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the opposite. Shema is in the external left side, and Ve'oyim Shemoya is internal. And the simon according to Rabbeinu Tam is that the two Ve'oyah Kiviyacho and Ve'oyim Shemoya both in the middle. And another simon according to the Shito is the two shins, Kadesh and Shema, on the outside, connected the shins that are printed on the outside of the tefillin. Now Rav Reuven Margolios already points out in a few places, the main place where Yizmar Chalat is in Agoyes on the Sefer Shut Min HaShemayim. And he writes there a very simple question. How can it be that there's suddenly a machlekes of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam how tefillin needs to be? We have a mysterious Be'adenu. We always know they had tefillin for years and years before Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So suddenly comes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and we don't know exactly how to do tefillin. All the years, all the generations, there were tefillin. So he proves from here, you see, that this machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam did not start with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. It started with you way before. There are Lishonis in the Zohar that already bring this Machlokes. And Tikkuni Zohar Chodesh, Daf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph, it's brought down, there's a Machlokes, Iu Bein Chavirayo Betfilin, V'Shar Bekudai B'min of a smaller Iu, and the Vilna Gaon explains over there, the Machlokes between Rashi and Rinutam Betfilin is B'min of a smaller Yemin Hudas Rashi, smaller Hudas Rinutam. And in Shut Min HaShemayim was written by one of the Rishonim, Simon Gimel, it says, the old child, I asked, I'll say the pastures, but Shabbat Filin. And he said, he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, plead through the Malachim, what is the say, the correct say, like Rashi or like Rabbeinu Tam? And they answered him in a Shemaim, Eilu ve'eilu divre loikim chayim. Uke machlekes lamato, ka machlekes lamal. Same machlekes you have down here, you have up there. Kodesh Baruch Hu meh havayas be'emtza, like Rabbeinu Tam. So both shittos are brought down that this in Shemayim they said these two shittos are correct. And Lamai says brought down the name of the Arizal Ben Ishchai says that in Parshas Vayero that in the beginning they thought this was a regular machlekes. You know, one shittah is right, one shittah is wrong. Even here in this world, but came Rabbi Arizal and teach a talk by Kabbalah v'pil yo zoch latoiv sheishnei hasvaris emes v'tzeich lemeiva tervai. You have to do both. They always used to wear beit zugis. Because these two shittas come from a very high place. So yesh makom that these two shittas in a special place. The Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph, he does start by saying, Yerushamayim yetzei de shneim, v'yasei shnei zugis tefillin, he should have two zugis tefillin. And then he continues, he says, one can't do it, so I want to say that today that's who we are. We should wear Tefillin Shirashi first, and Tefillin Shirashi later. But then the Shulchan Aruch has a caveat. He says, Lo yasekan ela mi shemuchzok o meforsom mechasidus. Only someone who's meforsom to do maisa chasidus, he can do this as well. And as the Mishmur explains, if not, it looks like a yohara. Meaning the ikar shita that we have today is Rashi, and although Rabbeinu Tam is a shita, that we have mukar to that, but a person should not do it unless he's machin many other mitzvahs. And it's brought down in the Keseroish, or Yisudalit, that Yisroel Mishiklov said in the name of Chaim Volozhiner, that he asked the Goyen, why don't you wear tefillin Rabbeinu Tam? To be yoitze the sveikas. So said the Goyen, if you want to be yoitze all the sveikas and tefillin, so you're going to have to put 64 pairs of tefillin. And he goes on to explain why 64, all the different sveikas that you have, including Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. There's two other shitas, each of the Ravid, the Shimush Rabo. And then how you put the seder of the cloth as it's standing or it's laying down, and how you write it, it comes out to be after with 64 pairs of tefillin. So mashma, what the Goyen is saying is, for us, Rabbeinu Tam is another shita. Meaning, there's many different shitas of tefillin. We have halacha l'maisa, or we know it. We're not going to put Rabbeinu Tam more than putting the ravid or the shimush rabo. If you want to be machmer, so be machmer, you know. And I end the Baal Shor L'meishiv, and he severed divrei shol and Megillah after Zayin Amud Beis. So he says there a big chiddush wants to say, he says, if yichshar, I think maybe that's a pshat, that in chutz la'aretz, we're only tefillin the Rashi. Only when Eretz Yisrael, which is ikar, mokom, and mitzvahs, that's where we have a Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. He says that will answer many questions about why sometimes we see there's a bit of time, sometimes not. Depends if it's Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz. And the Zoya in Pashas Pinchas, the Vreishun Chesam Udalef, says a Loshen that's Pashas Pshad Mashma that refers to the Sheet of Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. And it says the following. So the tefillin is Kesede Yud Kevovke, Kadesh Li, Kaviyacho, Shema, Vayim Shemoya. That's the Sheet of Rashi. Aval Be'al Madosi, meaning in Erlam Abo, Avayas Be'em Tzadinun, hey. Then Ve'oyos will be in the middle. And he brings the Pasuk, Bezois Yishalel Hamisalel Haskel Ve'adoya. Hey are in the middle. And Zohar says, that's why Abba Reisha Trei Zugei Tfili. You can put two Zugei Tfilim. One that belongs to Olam Hazeh, one that belongs to Olam Haba. The Oruch HaShulchan, in Simul HaMedalad Ois Tes, brings the Zohar and explains that the Gemara Pesach tells us that in this world we cannot say the name Yud Kevovke. Only the Asid Lover you could say it. So explains Oruch HaShulchan why. Because Yud Kevovke is very Kaddish. In this world we have Yetzirah, we have all kinds of bad things, and you can't bring Yishem Hashem in such a Gilui. Plus, it love, I don't need Shmir anymore, and it can bring you to Gilui. So he says, in this world, V'hoyim Shemoyah is the last parasha, because there it says all the tzaras. It says, you have bad things. But the last parasha, Shmai Yisrael Shemakir Hashem Echod, is the time of Achdus Hashem. And he goes on to say that in this world, Rashi, Tefillin de Rashi is more fitting. And the world to come, that's when the Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam will shine. So putting all that together, what we're yoytzeh from this inyan is that Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam is a shita that comes from a very, very earlier source. But there's inyanim in the Rabbeinu Tam that belongs to such a high place, belongs to the Asid Lovoi type of thing, belongs to the Eretz Yisrael B'tikunoi, as the Shalom Eshu says, that in this world, maybe there's a place not to do it, at least not for someone who is muhzok or mefursa mechasidus, kaloshra shulchan aruch. And this is just a small drop in this huge topic of the union of the Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.